So my intention is, day by day, is to make the best of our marriage and make it something very godly, that God would give me love for him, because he deserves to be loved.
My name is Luke. I've only been a Christian 4 years. You know, every day I'm growing and seeking God, and I've said that every night when I come home, no matter how many hours I work, I will sit and read my Bible.
My husband and I have had a lot of issues, I guess, and one thing that I've learned personally is I have to pray all the time that God would tell me when to speak. I pray for God to tell me when I should be silent, because sometimes I talk too much.
What one thing are you doing, or you could start doing right now for the next 30 days, that would give you the biggest improvement in a high-stake relationship in your life, your marriage, your kids, your work? One thing. I'd love to hear what it is. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. My phone line is open. 30 minutes. That's what we got. So let's go. Sally, you ready to go? The calls are coming at 888-888-1717. And our team standing by for you. We'd love to hear from you. The nation's ready to hear you, and the world online as well, at 888-888-1717. The power of one thing. Make a decision today on one transformational goal that would make a big difference in a high-stake relationship. Start to do it intentionally right now, today. One thing for 30 days, your 30-day challenge. For God's glory, it'll increase your confidence in Christ, and it will transform that relationship in some way that you may not even be aware of today. At the end of 30 days, could be amazing. 888-888-1717. We start in Arizona with a caller. Welcome to the program. What's your one thing?
My one thing is I have four adult children, the youngest being twins who are 18. And after listening to your show, I'm going to pick a scripture that pertains to each child individually, so a separate one for each one, and pray that scripture for 30 days for each child.
Will this be a new thing that you're doing?
You know, I pray for them every day, and I read my devotions every day. I write scriptures on index cards, and I implement their name. So, no, I haven't prayed a scripture over each one of them like I'm planning to do for these 30 days. After listening to your show, I was preparing for the day, and I put your show on, and I thought, what could I do differently? And this is what I'm going to do. I love your show, and you give us ideas and put thoughts in our heads that we don't typically have. So I appreciate your show, and it's a blessing in my life, a huge blessing. I've listened forever.
Oh, that's great. You make me sound older than I want to be, Sharon. But thank you for your call. Hey, adult children, I love it. We think about the little ones and praying for the little ones and having scripture for the little ones, but your adult children need it as well. You know, I can never remember a day that I didn't appreciate my dad's encouragement, or if my mom and dad ever said to me, "We're praying for you." I can't ever imagine, even as an adult when I had children, that those words didn't matter. Doing it, sharing it, powerful. One thing, 30 days. What is it for you? Decide on the transformational goal that you want. Maybe you're looking at a work relationship. Think about it. Maybe you have someone in the workplace. They're driving you nuts, difficult person. What's one thing you could do for 30 days? Now, I know many are going to call someone to pray for them. Okay, can we just kind of say that's standard for all of us? We should be praying every day. But in addition to that, what would you be doing? What's the thing that you would do every day? Is it an encouragement to them, a word to them, a help to them? What about with your spouse? What one thing could you do, or you are doing, to improve that high-stake relationship? Teenage son or daughter, adult son or daughter? 888-888-1717 is the phone number. And let me see here. Let's go, and we got Terry on the line in Michigan. What's your one thing, Terry?
I've been married for 30-some years, and at first my husband, he was addicted to cocaine, and he has been clean from that for, gosh, a good 15 years or more. But in the background, there's always been this issue of pornography. I go on the computer, and then there's some sort of glitch, and I find out from the history that between him going, when he goes on the computer and he's looking up his hobbies, that he's looking at pornography. And I have confronted him with it, and he always says, "Oh, no, it wasn't me." But now that our children are all gone.
Did you believe that when he told you that before?
No, but now I happened to go on because there was some kids playing on the computer the other night. I found out that he's still looking at pornography, but now it's more of an extreme type.
Let me ask you, is that something acceptable to you?
Never has been.
Does he know that you found this?
Yes, I confronted about that night, and she didn't say a word. He just looked at me, and I just talked gently to him about it and just said, you know, and we just, this is a problem. You know, we need to talk about it in our marriage. And he's hardly talked to me, and he sleeps on the couch, never said a word.
Listen, Terry, you know, we're talking about the power of one thing today. Can I encourage you to take what the, I mean, this is not acceptable behavior, bottom line. Now, we're not talking about your unwillingness to forgive and restore a relationship. These things happen, and they can be very painful and hurtful in a marriage. But you've got to take the ball, as it were, and put it in his court and say, what do you intend to do? That's intentional living. What is your intention? Is that pornography more important than your marriage? Is that form of unfaithfulness more important to you than having your family intact? There's a reality check, see? And to be able to do that lovingly but firmly, and God bless you. I mean, a lot of women, I'm gone, you know. But the fact that you want to make this marriage work, you want to have a relationship to the extent that he's willing to make the changes that you expect and are appropriate for a Christian marriage. Strange thing. We live in a world today where pornography seems to be just an acceptable behavior for men and women. And you know, I just have a totally different view. It's destructive. It's hurtful. But it is redeemable in terms of relationships when there's forgiveness. All right, we're getting a lot of one things coming in. We're going to get to what one thing could you do, are doing in your high-stake relationship that would make the biggest difference. 888-888-1717 is the number. And we have the How to Intentionally Overcome Worry and Anxiety MP3 going out and hooking you up with those who get through and I get to talk to. It's our gift to you today. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Can I encourage you to do something very special on this World Senior Citizens Day? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Become aware of the condition of older people around you. You know, we live in a culture that celebrates youth. In media, we see it on TV, we see it online, we see it on the stage, and often we ignore older citizens in our country. And it's our older citizens that have contributed so much to bring us to where we are today. So today, consider the contributions of the elders in your family, in your church, in your community. I remember when I was younger and my mom and dad were about my age, I used to think how old and irrelevant they were. And now I realize they weren't irrelevant, they had a lot of wisdom. So today, can I encourage you on this Senior Citizens Day, celebrate the elders in your life intentionally.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
You know, you can subscribe to have the Intentional Living video come to your email every day, Monday through Friday. All you need to do to subscribe is go to theintentionallife.com/minute, slash, and then type in minute, and you'll have the sign-up page for you there, theintentionallife.com/minute. We'll get the encouragement to you every day. Speaking of encouragement, the calendar, the 16-month calendar called Hope That Lights the Way, created by our team just for you, is still available, but only for this month of August. Are we making it available? It's a 16-month calendar that begins September 1st here in 2019. We'll go all the way through 2020. Beautiful photograph every month, scripture every month, much encouragement. Thank you for your generous gift. That helps us continue to advance the mission of reaching people with this powerful message of intentional living in Christ. And if you'd like to ask for it when you share your gift, go to theintentionallife.com. and click on donate, theintentionallife.com. What one thing could you do today, starting today, for the next 30 days that would give the greatest improvement in a high-stake, valued, important relationship? You got a lot of stories coming in. You're welcome to join us. 888-888-1717. Mike in Georgia, sounds like something going on in your marriage. What are you doing to keep your marriage together, my friend?
How you doing, Dr. Randy?
Good.
I am guilty of putting my wife down for being so mean to her when I'm upset, when I feel like she's wrong, when I feel like she was picking a fight or...
Yeah. And you know what that does to her spirit. It just destroys her spirit, doesn't it?
Definitely, sir.
All right. So what one thing? Let's get real intentional here. What one thing can you do or will you do for the next 30 days?
I would definitely not raise my voice at her when I get upset at her. I would definitely not use profanity. I would be more patient, more calm. Okay. I'd be more considerate and understanding. And that's definitely what I would do from now on, not just for 30 days, because... You know, she's so upset at me.
Yeah.
She wants to file a divorce.
Yeah. Your words really have stung, haven't they?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, Mike, let me encourage you in addition to go to your wife and say, honey, listen, I've been wrong. We have there is no excuse for any of us using profanity toward anything. I mean, just generally, I hear people just use profanity swearing at their car. You know, I mean, it just... Frankly, that's a whole nother topic, but when we put it into marriage, you know this, and your heart's aching and her heart's aching. Go to your wife and say, honey, I've been wrong. I just want you to know I've been wrong. I've used words that have been hurtful. I understand why you feel the way you do. I can even feel why you think maybe I need to get out of the marriage. But I'm asking you to do just a couple of things. One is to forgive me. I'm asking you for forgiveness. And two, that I'm making a commitment day by day. I'm not perfect, but I want to clean up my vocabulary. I want to clean up how I communicate to you, and I'm going to take it one day at a time, but I'm making an intentional decision. And let me tell you, Mike, I don't know, where are you spiritually? Do you know Christ personally?
Definitely, I do, sir.
Okay.
He does too.
And, you know, the scripture says to us in Ephesians that we're to be renewed in the spirit of our minds, and then it goes down to say, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. So, you know, really work on your thinking, Mike. Ask God through the Holy Spirit to change your thinking, change your heart. And I know if you've had a pattern of reacting and overreacting, it's hard to break. But begin the process one day at a time, one word at a time, one interaction at a time with your spouse. Can you do it? Will you do it?
I can.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
Sure.
One of the things that has led us to this is that my wife... I'm accused of something that I am not guilty of at all, but these accusations is what's destroying my relationship.
All right, so and what these things are coming up, and that leads to this anger and this outburst and kind of thing.
Sir.
All right, well that's a whole nother animal when it comes to a relationship, and I don't know what it is. I don't need to know what it is, but I do know this. It's important for you to go to your wife and say, honey, you know, if it's true, you know, I've been accused of this and it's not true. What is it going to take? Ask the question, what is it going to take for you to have confidence that that's true? Who do you need to talk to? What do you need to see? What steps can I take to assure you that what was said or what happened is not true? Because if that's in her heart that she feels that, then the only way you can get past it is when she feels in her heart that it isn't true. And that's something to help her. Eventually, ultimately, that's something she's going to have to deal with, in fact, if it's not true. Okay, Mike, appreciate it. We're talking about the power of one thing today. What's your one thing that would make the biggest difference in your high-stake relationship? 888-888-1717. Let's go to Debbie in Arizona. Sounds like... you've been through a real difficult time in your life, Debbie, right now. What one thing are you doing for your kids to help them through this? Sounds like a real time of loss.
Yes. Their dad and my husband died last August.
Oh, I'm sorry. So,
this month is not easy.
No, I imagine now. What are you finding that helps you? One thing at a day, one day at a time, rather.
Holding our tongue when we want to lash out.
Yeah, at each other or at God?
At each other. Oh, the blessing is, the greatest gift is that we haven't blamed God for my husband dying of a massive heart attack. Mm. We've turned to God. We've run to him, and we cry out to him, but we don't blame him, and that's just his grace in our heart. Yeah. To turn all of our frustration to the right direction, and there is no blame. God has a plan, and we know that he has a great plan ahead of us. My kids are 10 and 12. We homeschool, so we're together all the time, which is fertile ground for frustration.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I am doing is turning to the scripture and just instilling it in all three of us. But the thing I'm not doing is holding my tongue every time that I should.
Yeah. And how are you? Is this something that's more recent since your husband's passing last year?
Oh, yeah. But he was my balancing board. He was, you know, my sounding board that if I would overreact, you know, he gently stepped in with love for all three of us,
yeah.
You know. And he was just an amazing example of who Christ was in our family. And with him being absent, you know, I've got to step it up so much more, and I'm not quite there.
Well, cut yourself some slack. Give yourself some grace. It's a process. You're still in a lot of grief going through this time, and I can hear that. What one thing does help you be able to control your tongue? If you find some little practical thing that helps, what is it?
In the heat of it or in between?
Well, at the trigger point.
To turn away and say that nothing productive is happening right now, so let's go pray about it. And I send them to their room, and I go to my room, and we go and we pray about it.
Okay, so that works.
It does.
All right, so there's the one thing. Let's take the overall goal to say we want a little more peace in the home this month, and I don't want to let my tongue run my show here. If that works for you, can you make just be? It's going to sound like you're being repetitive every time it happens. But can you do that one thing for the next 30 days whenever that trigger happens?
Yes, I will, to the best of my ability.
Okay, that's all we can ask. And Deb, you go do that. We'll be praying for you. I'm sorry for your loss, but I'm thrilled that your family's pulling together and you're not blaming God. God will be with you through this time of loss. Thank you,
Thank
Debbie.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Pray for Debbie, won't you? We all cut each other a little slack during these times, and certainly when you have a loss. And she brought up something that's really something we don't talk about much. There's a balancing in a good marriage. My wife balances me a lot. And if Donna was ever taken, or if I was ever taken, there's that sense of balance. You get out of that balance. So we certainly understand, Debbie, and we'll be praying for you. What one thing is working for you? What one thing needs to be working for you? What one thing can I help you figure out that will work for you in a high-stake relationship? You want to talk? 888-888-1717. We'll hook you up with How to Intentionally Overcome Worry and Anxiety, MP3. It's our gift to you when you get through. I'd love to talk. Give me a call.
The hope that comes from faith in Jesus Christ is real and life-changing.
I got saved last year, so each day I read my Bible, and I'm just grateful for the Lord. I'm trying to get to know him better.
Now you can be reminded of the true hope in Christ every day with the beautiful new Hope That Lights the Way 16-month wall calendar from Intentional Living. Encouraging scripture and inspiring images will remind you daily of God's love for you, and your gift to the ministry will work through Intentional Living to reach someone else.
When I was thinking I was losing all my battles, you guys basically saved my marriage and helped me get back on track.
Share your hope and request the beautiful new Hope That Lights the Way 16-month wall calendar with your gift to Intentional Living. Just go to theintentionallife.com today.
This is powerful. I mean, when you study Ephesians, this is great theology. The first three chapters is just full of this orthodoxy of what we believe. And if we can get these first three chapters straight in our life as Christians, this is the motivation for living an intentional life. Not only did he choose you, he adopted you, he redeemed you, but it says in 1:13 that he gave us the Holy Spirit. That's an excerpt from a teaching this month for our members of Intentional Living on the why behind intentional living. It's a study of the book of Ephesians. Very encouraging. Members, you've probably already received it like I have in my home. But I want you all to know it's available to each person today. If you'll share a gift and ask for it, we'll send it to you. Members, it comes automatically to you every month, a brand new teaching. We'll get that to you as a way of saying thank you for your support. Go to theintentionallife.com. Ask for the reason why for intentional living, the CD, and we'll get it to you. Again, theintentionallife.com. Okay, let's go to New Mexico. Tiffany's on the line.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. It says you want to be intentional with your time, or how you're being intentional with your time. What is it?
I guess it would kind of be both, but definitely be intentional with my time, because I feel like I waste a lot of time like scrolling through Facebook or just putting on a show or something like that when I could be, being more intentional with playing with my children or teaching them like lessons. And, you know, instead of like getting upset whenever, like, I don't know, there was an accident, like the cup spills on the wall, on the floor.
Yeah.
I can like, you know, use it as more of like a lesson instead of just a, oh, why did you do that? You know?
Yeah. In other words, you want to have more time and more patience with your kids, and you think that your time's not being used wisely now. How much, just on a, you know, on a typical day, how much time do you think you spend on things that you say, hey, really aren't that valuable? I mean, TV or online or Facebook or whatever.
Like probably all combined, probably like 3 hours.
Okay. Just imagine. And by the way, that's probably less than the national average of people on Facebook and TV and so on. Just imagine if what we could do with 3 hours a day.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
Yeah, I think we're all guilty of this in this culture in which we live. You know, sometimes you see an old movie from the 1800s, and not a movie about the 1800s, and you see these families where they were sitting at night with candlelight and reading together around the kind of the little house on the prairie kind of days. Boy, and today we got so much noise, so much technology. Our lives are filled with it. And I even saw a study this last week that there's some of the giant social media people are being challenged on how they're developing, how they do it. They make their sites even more addictive on how, like one of the things I heard about was like when you scroll down and all of a sudden a video starts playing automatically, it catches your attention. Well, that stuff
right.
is probably being done intentionally to get us to view it. I mean, that's part of their business. And
yeah.
So I'm with you. So what are you going to do for 30 days? Specifically, how are you going to, what do you want to do for 30 days that'll make a difference with your kids and your home?
I want to do like the Bible lessons with my kids and like make it a like family thing with my husband as well.
Okay. What time is the day? Is that a dinner time? Is there a specific time that'll work for you?
Yeah, I guess probably dinner time. Yeah. That would be a good time.
All right. So is that something you want to commit to and so we can all be praying for you for the next 30 days?
Yes.
All right. Come back in 30 days. Let us know how it went for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. 30 days. She wants to, like many of us, eliminate some of the wasted time, focus on her kids and her husband and be intentional doing that. Very powerful. Let me see here. How's our time doing? I can go to Crystal. Crystal's in Arizona. Mother-in-law issue, apparently, and you want to be more intentional. Crystal, welcome to the program. Well, tell us about it. What's up?
From California, like 4 months ago, so my husband could be in Arizona to get custody of his son.
Mm-hmm.
And we fought the battle, and we got partial custody, so every other week we have him, and we just started this like a month ago. Well, it's becoming difficult with the mom, with his mom, because she's just a difficult person. And I'm a very, like, her and my husband, like somebody earlier was talking about, like, you know, balancing a husband and wife, or balance each other. Well, they didn't balance each other because their attitudes are the same. And us, me and him, we balance each other. So I'm, you know, the peaceful, calm person. He's more the aggressor.
So with your mother-in-law, I mean, do you have arguments? Do you have fights, that kind of thing?
Well, this is not my mother-in-law. This is his ex-wife. His ex-wife that I'm dealing with.
Oh, ex-wife.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So today we met at school. I had to pick up his son for an appointment, and she happened to be there, and she just wanted to argue with me and fight with me, and I said peace, you know, I don't want argument. She got offended that I said peace in front of her son. Well, peace means no arguing. I don't want drama, but she just wanted to keep going and going. And then I said, watch your lengua, which is tongue in Spanish, and then she went off cussing at me. And then it made me angry and upset because I'm trying to be the peaceful one, but when you're, you know, and then it became to where I got in the car, called my husband at work, and I was like, you know, there's all this stuff is going on, and he got upset.
All right, let me jump in, Crystal, because I'm running out of time, and I really do want to help you here. This is typical. We see a lot of this with ex-spouses, and you're going to have to limit the interaction you're going to have. You can't change her attitude. There's nothing you're going to do to change her. You can pray for her. Certainly, you need to do that. You need to get some advice from your husband because he knows her. How does he want you to behave? But I'm all for you. The scripture says very clearly, whenever it's within you, your means to seek peace with another person. But I'm not sure I would try to say that to her. In other words, when you say to her, well, I'm just going to be peaceful, it's kind of saying you're not and you're a jerk. I mean, that's how she's perceiving it. I know that's not your intention, but that may be how she's receiving it. I would figure out what you need, what's a standard way of responding to her or not responding to her, and then just be intentional in not picking the fight or not picking up the offense and not getting drawn into it. For 30 days, you find that one thing. You need to get with your husband, though, and to the extent possible, limit your interactions with her. He needs to handle that as much as possible, and you stay out of it. All right, there's more I'd like to say, but the time is gone. Maybe some of you want to weigh in and share your thoughts on Facebook about that. We're going to stay here in the studio, though. I'd love to hear from you. The question is, what one thing could you do, are you doing, you need to be doing in a high-stake relationship to improve it in the next 30 days? Give me a call. Let's talk. The MP3 is our gift to you when you do. 888-888-1717. Helpful resources available at our website. Go to theintentionallife.com.